Okay, so we'll do this, Bekitzer. If we have time at the end, we'll try to discuss a little bit of the halacha lemaisa of what we're actually going to do this Motzei Shabbos in terms of observing Tisha B'Av. But if we don't get a chance to do that, I could speak it out at a later date. So last time we left off, we were basically saying that the Rashba had this two-pronged approach to how we view Tisha B'Av this year. On one hand, he was saying how it's Avelis Yeshana, therefore, since it's different than a person who's sitting Shiva during the during the year where he would be Asur B'Tashmish Amita in the privacy of his own home, so this is not the case here. Avelis Yeshana were more lenient, and therefore we don't Asur Tashmish Amita on Tisha B'Av night. But that was that side of the equation. We were saying that really the fast is Tisha B'Av. It's the ninth day of Av, it's Shabbos. But what can we do? We can't fast on Shabbos, so we push it off until Sunday. Right? That was one way to look at it. And the other way to look at it was, no, really, and then the Rashba said, and Kol Shekein on a year where it's pushed off to Sunday, because really you have Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have had my way, I would have fasted l'chadchila on Yud Bav and not on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av really was just the beginning, whereas Yud Bav was the real burning of the Beis HaMikdash. And so he's saying that really, that there's a different character to Yud Bav when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the whole day gets uprooted and moved over to Sunday. So the way many view this Rashba is he's saying two different things. You know, the first pshat is that even if we would say that Tisha B'Av was the real fast day, Avelis Yeshana would not forbid Tashmish Amita on Tisha B'Av, since you're not actually fasting on that day. That's what the Gemara says. You can have as big of a meal as you want. It could be even like Suda Shlomo HaMelech, right? Whereas the second pshat in the Rashba is that no, there's not. You don't even have to come on to that, because Tisha B'Av this year is nothing. It's only the it's only Yud B'Av that's an actual fast day. Yeah.
Because I know that we, I don't know. I feel like I remember that we don't shave until the next, like, midday after
no,
Tisha B'Av.
No, that's normally the case. Because, but this year, this year will not be the case.
So this year we can shave the second Chag ends? Because
correct.
Not Chag, the Tzom ends? Because
Moed, we call it Moed. That's right. Karalai Moed, the Megillah Seicha says Karalai Moed. That's why we don't say Tachanun on... Mm-hmm. On Tisha B'Av, yeah.
And that's because, like, usually we wait because the 10th of Av is, like, the day.
Right.
But now we don't have that.
So right. We observe right the 9 days going in midway. So the 9 days is a little bit of a misnomer. It's really the 9.5 days, if you will, because we observe it. But this year, there is a strange comment of the Ramah that's really a little bit hard to explain, that we don't eat meat and drink wine on Motzai Tisha B'Av, on Motzai Yud B'Av this year. Even though you can have haircuts and music and everything. But for some reason, he says, we don't eat meat and drink wine, because since we fasted today, we don't all of a sudden go into a meat and wine party that night. But that's a little bit difficult to explain exactly what he's talking about. But that's the accepted, we hold off on the barbecue till the next day. Okay. So let's talk about the Shulchan Aruch. Let's talk about the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to get a chance to see it inside, but if you look in source number 10, it's actually a machlokes among the Balei HaTosfos. Also, is Tashmish Amita mutter or aser? So it's not. It seems to be that the Rashba is Makel, and Rabbeinu and the Marami Rutenberg is Makel, but Rabbeinu Yitzchak, one of the earlier Balei HaTosfos, is Machmir, and. That was, last time we were saying, all these svaras are intertwined. Do we view the ninth day of Av as the fast, or do we view the tenth day of Av as the fast? So, nafkamina would be, the most important nafkamina is Shavua Shechalbo or no Shavua Shechalbo. So if you look in source number 11, the Torah points out that this is a machlokes amongst the Rishonim as well. Imchal Tisha B'Av Yom Echad, if it's on a Sunday, or b'Shabbos v'nidcha achar Shabbos mutter b'beis Shabbosos b'shuah shalafan of mutter kevon shenidcha hatayness ad yom harishon imkein Shabbos rishona eino Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av lios b'tocha, right? And then obviously the second week is mutter. So the Torah throws out that svara that if you're going to push off Tisha B'Av from Shabbos to Sunday, then this week is not the Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and that's why we've been making Siyumim, etc. We've not been observing the, you know, I mentioned Rav Moshe would say perhaps if you had to shave for work, you could shave this week. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not 100% clear how we paskin. So let's take a look in a different source in the Shulchan Aruch. In source 12, it's Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Yates. In the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Imchal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos Mutter B'Kulan, Afilu B'Tash M'Shamita. So he says straight up, Tash M'Shamita is Mutter, even, and that's like the Shita Sarashba. Right, we pointed out the Tur quoted Machlokas amongst the Balei HaTosfos. That's not so exciting for the Mechaber. Usually doesn't take the Balei HaTosfos into so much account other than the Rush. But so therefore he paskins like the Rashba that it's Mutter B'Tash B'Shamita. Then comes along the Ramah with the Minhag Ashkenaz Yesh Osrim Tash B'Shamita V'Cheino again. And there are those who say that it's Usser, and that is the Minhag. Okay, so if we had to stop right here and say that, you know, in our yeshiva, we have this yeshiva shechakira, is Tisha B'Av the ninth day of Av? Is it the tenth day of Av? So we could say straight up, here you go, here's the machlokes. According to the Mechaber in his psak, we view Tisha B'Av as nothing. We view Yud B'Av as everything, right? And therefore, Tash M'Shamita is mutter on Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos, whereas the Ramah is saying no. We view Tisha B'Av as the real fast day, and it's just being pushed aside until Sunday, and that's why Tash M'Shamita is Usser on Tisha B'Av itself. Yeah.
So how come we don't call this week Shavu B'Shachal B'Av for Ashkenaz?
And you should know, by the way, I get this halacha email, and the halacha email said, there's a machlokes, two deis in the Mechaber, as we'll see, whether or not we consider this Shavu B'Shachal B'Av. The Mechaber tends to be makel on this, and the Ramah is machmir. I'm like, the Ramah is Machmir. I never saw anywhere in the Ramah where he comments on this even.
Oh.
And he said, and I think he said, the source for the Ramah was Sif Yud Tes. And I'm like, that may or may not be what the Ramah is saying. Like, that's a very big leap. Based on what we're saying, it is true. The Ramah should say that there's an Isser of the whole Shul Shechabo. However, as we'll try to point out, it might not be so simple. That might be an oversimplification of the situation. But where we're standing right now, Enochinami, that would be true, and the email would be correct. However, there are a couple of places where the Mechaber is Soser himself. In source 13, it's Kop Tav Kuf Nun Tes. It's five simanim later. Sif Tes. He talks about a Bris Mila. If you have a case where Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbos V'Nidcha L'Yom Rishon, Bal Bris Mispal Mincha Bo Yom Gadol V'Rochets V'Eino Mashlim Taniso. If you are giving your kid a Bris Mila, then you can wash yourself, get ready for the Bris Mila, and give the kid the Bris Mila Mincha time and have a Seuda. You can eat on Tisha B'Av. L'fi sheyom tov shalohu. This is his yontif. Now, I didn't give this to you on the sheet. I should have. But if you look in the Beis Yosef, where he gives you the background for this din, he specifically says that the reason you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av is because it's a nidcha. What do you mean it's a nidcha? We just said that if you hold that Tash M'Shamita is mutter on the 9th, that means you hold the real day is the 10th. So that's not nidcha. That's the real day. And here you have the Mechaber saying that if you have a Bris Mila, you could eat because it's a Nidcha. He wouldn't say that, let's say it was a random year and Tisha B'Av was on a Thursday, he would not allow the Baal Bris to eat on a Thursday. He only allows them to eat on a Sunday because it's Nidcha. So which one is it? And not only that, we can see that in source 14, Tif Dalet and Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, La'achar HaTainis Mutter L'Saper L'Chabis Miyad. Right after the fast, you're allowed to get a haircut and to wash yourself. V'imchal Tisha B'Av b'yom rishon o b'shabbos v'nidcha l'achar shabbos mutter b'shtei shabbosos. Fein she'kodem atayinus fein she'acharav. That's what we saw in the tour. He says there is no shvu shechal bo if it gets pushed to Sunday. V'yesh mishomer she'noagu less or kol shvu shelefanav chutz miyom hei miyom vav. And then he says there's yesh omrim that there is a shvu shechal bo. Right? And the Ramah does not comment here. He says, Nogim Mahachmir. He just points out that, like, Ashvu Shechalbo is not really such a big inyan for Ashkenazim because we already start on for the whole three weeks and the 9 days, etc. So that's it. But the Ramah, that would have been a golden opportunity for the Ramah to say, and we're knowing that there is a Shvu or there isn't. Meaning, he should have commented what we're knowing. Mm. So instead, you end up being medayik it from what he says about Tashmish Shamita, which, as we're seeing, is not such a great diuk, because here, so here, let's just deal with the three pieces we have in the Mechaber right now. We have the Mechaber saying Mutter B'Tashmish Shamita, so that implies that that the real day is Sunday. But then he comes back and says, no, but it's a Nidcha, so you can eat if you have a Bris Mila, which implies that really it was Shabbos. Yeah. And then you have him saying, Yesh Omrim, there is a Shua Shechalbo. Yesh Omrim, there's no Shua Shechalbo. We paskin no Shua Shechalbo, but where's the Yesh Omrim in all the other cases? Meaning, if this is really all one Machlokes, where's all the Yesh Omrims all three times? He should say, Yesh Omrim, you can eat. Yesh Omrim, you can't eat. Right? He should say, Yesh Omrim, Tashra Mita is Asar. Yesh Omrim, that's what he should be consistent in that, like, this is really a suffix that's up in the air. Even if you're going to go ahead and paskin there's no Shua Shechalbo, which essentially he does, because you have a stam and a yesh omrim, but you should have that yesh omrim every time. And not only that, I got the email this morning of Rav Asher Weiss's weekly shiur. So Rav Asher Weiss gave this shiur, actually, obviously far better than I, but he was very adamant that he did not like this chakira. He pointed out a couple of these theories in the Mechaber, and he pointed out something a little bit more fundamental, which is that the Maharil, who is the one that the Mechaber is quoting, but that there's no Shavu Shechalbo, although it's in the Torah also, so it doesn't have to be the Maril. The Maril paskins, there's no Shavu Shechalbo, and Tashmish Shamita is Aser. So within one day, I mean, you want to say, okay, Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch, he's collecting, you know, he's being choshish for this, and that. But Maril is one person. Maril says, no, there is no Shavu Shechalbo, but Tashmish Shamita is Aser. So how can that be? If no Shavu Shechalbo equals the real fast day is Sunday, and Tashmish Shamita is Aser equals the real fast day is Shabbos. So you see that it's not necessarily one or the other. Now, to be fair, it does seem like the Rashba is pretty much saying that, or Vasher, it's very kedai. If you want, I'll send you the link to the shir. It's a very worthwhile shir. Stam, he says some very fascinating things. Besides that, he wanted to learn Pshat and the Rashbas differently, but I think the way we laid out the Rashba is pretty clear. But the svar that he had in the Rashba for what the first argument was is that what does he mean shiny Avelis Yeshana? That Avelis Yeshana were more lenient. Why? Because what's the difference between someone who's sitting Shiva on Shabbos versus Tisha B'Av that's Nidcha? So if you're sitting Shiva on Shabbos, you are in Avel. Shabbos is not a day of Avelis for anyone but you. So you're in Avel. This is your Shiva. But the rest of the world is celebrating Shabbos. So you have to continue your Avelis a little bit. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, there is no such thing as a fast day on Shabbos for Klal Yisrael. Right? Obviously Yom Kippur is different, but there's no such thing as Klal Yisrael fasting Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. And therefore, what he means is Avelis Yeshana is different. It's no one is in Avelis today. It's not like you were in Avelis and the rest of the Jewish people are celebrating Shabbos, so you still have to continue your Avelis. It says Avelis Yeshana being different doesn't mean Avelis Yeshana is just more makel. He says there's no Avelis for Avelis Yeshana on Shabbos because the entire Klal Yisrael is fasting tomorrow. And therefore there's nothing to talk about. And then he says, and Kol Shekin, you have the secondary svara to rely on, that really maybe the Ikar day is Sunday. But it sounds, and it sounds that the Mechaber is really holding like the first svara of the Rashba, not necessarily the second svara of the Rashba. So now you're stuck, then why is there no Shavuot Shechalbo? Why is it? Okay, so in other words, if it's really being pushed off to Sunday, so you have to, meaning our svara was pretty good to start. Like, why all of a sudden is it so bad? Just because we have a few stiras. Right, so maybe the svara works, and the stiras have to be dealt with. But on the other hand, you could suggest very simply that in a chinami, maybe really Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, it's Shabbos. But we're not going to have a Shavuot Shechalbo because the whole kunz of the Shavuot Shechalbo is the intensification of the avelus. So the whole thing's intensifying. And then Shabbos, yay, everything's great again. And then Tisha B'Av, oh, everything's horrible again. Like, it's just too weird. So therefore, you could hold that Ein Achinami, the ninth day of Av really is Tisha B'Av. But there's still going to be no Shavuot Shechalbo. Why? Because you can't have an avelis that works that way. Avelis that is the avelis yishana is all about the buildup. If there's not going to be a buildup to anything, then what are you doing? And therefore, in order to circumvent the, for lack of a better term, the strangeness of the buildup and then the nothing, we just cancel Shua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. I can give you an example of this. Bekitza, if you ever learn Ksuvis?
Yeah.
So in Ksuvis, there's the weird case of Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, Imo Shel Kala. So there, the Ran on that Sugya, so what you end up doing in this weird Cheshbon, you have this whole weird Cheshbon where basically you put the body inside, you quickly get married, you have Bia Rishona, you bury the body, then you have Shiva Simei Mishta, and then Shiva Simei Avelus. Right? So it's obviously very strange. So the Ran asks a simple kasha. And they say, and the Ran says, wait a minute, according to the Gaonim and the Rambam, that Avelus is Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so Sheva Brachas is only Darabanan. So you're going to dance all over Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa, so you can have your Sheva Brachas, your Yantif Midarabanan. So he's like, I don't get it. You can't do that. You should have to have one day of Shiva. The day of the burial should be, you should sit Shiva for that day, have Avelus. Then the rest is the Rabbanan. So then have Shiva Shimei Hamishteh. And then finish off your Shiva. That's what you should really do. And the Ran says, no, this is in a case of Akiras Davar Men HaTorah. The Chachamim, Yesh Koch Bi'a Chachamim Lapi Davar Men HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taseh. Because otherwise the days wouldn't be Ritzufim. They wouldn't be consecutive. So I always wondered on that Ran, like, what does that mean? We're not casually being Oker Davar Men HaTorah here. Like, it has to be for a big reason. Right? It can't be just some stam reason. They're like, yeah, Avelus is Daraisa, just don't worry about it. What? Don't worry about the rices? Are you kidding? So he said, and what's this svara that they should all be ritzufim? So I thought the pashtus is that there are different reasons why we find Akira's Davar Men HaTorah. I don't have time to get into the details of why this is, but it's similar. You guys ever learn brachos? Right? So it's similar to Rabbeinu Yonah's svara in brachos, where he says that if you missed chatzos, according to Chachamim, he says, we don't allow you to do Kriya Shema anymore. If we punish you, we're protecting Kriya Shema by not letting you say Kriya Shema. Sometimes you have to take away, you know, it's like they say, bitulo zohi kiyumo, right? That sometimes you have to take something away in order to make sure that it's protected. So he's saying that's what we're doing here. We're protecting Avelus from being a joke. In other words, the guy's going to observe Avelus. He's going to remember, oh yeah, I remember when I sat Shiva for my father. So what did we do? We had a wedding. Then we had one day of Shiva, then we sang and danced for 7 days, and then we had 6 days of Shiva. Right? What a joke! The whole thing is ridiculous. Like, you've taken Avelus and you've reduced it to nothingness and stupidity. And therefore, the Chacham said, in order to protect Avelus itself from not being light in the person's eyes, we say, we're canceling Avelus Daraisa on the first day, and you're going to observe all the Avelus spirit Sifus. So I thought that was a very similar idea, perhaps, to what's going on over here. That we have the possibility of Avelus Yishana building up, and then the whole thing becomes a joke on Shabbos. Like Shabbos, we're just going to have Zmiros, we're going to have other things, and you know, eating, singing, enjoying, and then Tisha B'Av. So the whole concept of the Shavuot Shechabo is to lead in Beritzifos, like the Ran says, today Shiyu Kol Hayamim Ritzufim, again, in a different context. But he says that we want the days to be Ritzufim, we want there to be a build-up here, and there's no build-up, there's nothing going on. And therefore, because there's no build-up, they mamash got rid of the Shavuot Shechabo. They said to be no Shavuot Shechabo this year will do more harm than good. And therefore, it's not that because Tisha B'Av is pushed to Sunday, there's no Shavuot Shechabo. It's because Tisha B'Av is interrupted by Shabbos, there's no Shavuot Shechabo. Yeah.
So why is there still some form of Avelus according to the second day of the Rashba and according to the Ramah? And like, why Dapid Dvarim Shabbat Sinah if the whole Am is still in Avelus, technically?
No, the second day of the Rashba, no, both day, the Rashba holds no Avelus, so, right?
But you still said, isn't there something in the Rashba about like, there's still like room to be Aser for Tashmish Amita?
No, that was the whole Shaila, and he says, no, don't Aser Tashmish.
Then why would the Ramah say there's still an Iser?
Ah, so then what you really need to explain is the Rama asering Tashmish Amita. So the simple answer could be that Eina Chinami. The ninth day is really the day. And that's what we're saying. You could argue the ninth day is really the day. And it's not, whether there's going to be Shavuot Shechavos is not totally in whether the ninth day is the day or the tenth day is the day. But the ninth day is really the day of Tisha B'Av, and therefore we're not going to allow Tashmish Amita, but we're still not going to have a Shavuot Shechavos Tisha B'Av because it's still being interrupted by Shabbos. I mean, there is no indication in the Ramah what he really holds about Shavuot Shechavos.
Like, why would we do anything at that point? Like, if we're saying that we won't have a build up, right? Because we don't want anything about it, and we're saying that there's a full, like, you know, we're fully being over the day from the ninth. Then why would we ever expect to have it, like, even something like Tashmish Amita there?
No, because in the end of the day, it is Tisha B'Av.
But it's not Tisha B'Av, I thought.
Meaning the Ramah could hold that the ninth is really Tisha B'Av, and therefore we're going to ask for Tashmish Amita, but there's still not going to be a Shavuot Shechavos.
No, then why doesn't he go all out? Why doesn't he say, like, no Tashmish Amita? Like, no, why, like, full all out of Elos?
No, the Gemara, well, you're never allowed to do that.
Then why are you allowed to do, like, something? Like, why do we allow Dvarim Shabbat Sinah here?
Because that's something that doesn't fly in the face of Kedushas HaShabbos. Saying there's not something that's directly disrespectful to Shabbos in general. Meaning, that's a general question, why do we allow a person who's sitting Shiva to observe Dvarim Shabbat Sinah on Shabbos. So the answer, simple answer is that it's not necessary to engage in Tashmish Amita in order for it to be Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's the same thing. We gave a couple of examples last time, I think, and we're saying, I think you asked this question about why we stopped eating after Shkia, and when to change your shoes, because in other words, it's not like you see, or according to those days, that you can't learn from Chatzos on Shabbos and onward, because we don't stop somebody on Shabbos and say, hey, it's Shabbos, how come you're not learning? Hey, it's Shabbos, how come you're not eating? Right? In other words, you could just not eat, and it's not an official desecration of the oneg and covet of Shabbos. So that's the basic yisod. So what about the bar mitzvah boy? So does the bar mitzvah boy play out either way based on this hakira? So yes, in other words, and again, to be honest, there are, you know, the Turei Even in Megillah still holds of this svara, and there are, you know, there are a number of great Talmidei Chacham who do hold that this chakira of what is the Ikar Day is really the key to everything, and they're willing to live with certain stiras in the Shulchan Aruch. And I'm not, I'm not saying that they're wrong, and I think it's, but it's also worth noting that there are other ways to learn that are more localized than this. But something that's repeated amongst a number of more recent Achronim. The first time I saw this was in a Torah journal that I found on the Bar Ilan from Rav Pinchas Zimtbaum. I had never heard of him before, but he was sending a letter to one of the Vizhnitzer Rebbes on this topic, and he pointed out three sources. I gave you the sources. One of them is pretty well known in Megillah. That's source number 15, and a couple of the others are more esoteric from Inyanim of Kutchin. But he gives three sources in the Rishonim where they say that when Chazal moves something to a second day, that day is the Ikar day. Meaning, if, you know, he gives the example of Mikra Megillah. You know, Mikra Megillah can be done on a number of different days. So he says, so he quotes, if you look in source number 15, Rashi, I don't know if it's officially 16, it's 15, Rashi. So I underline that one line just because we're short on time. So he says, it says, Hare hu lanu ki yom uzman kavu mitchila l'chol dvarav. It says, when they change the day of Mikra Megillah, that is the day for every reason, for every purpose. V'yafal pishulo shelo bizmano havi kizmano. Even though it's shelo kizmano, it's not bizmano. It's still considered kizmano. Bizmano, sorry. I don't know why I can't say it. And there are a couple of other places. The Gemara Menachos is a little too complicated to do al regel achas, but basically, you can read the underline, that one line underlined it, talking about how we learn from the psukim that the Minchas Chavisin is brought on Shabbos as well. It's not worth getting into the details of that right this minute. But it says, Tosfos says, Kevan de lo dachu Shabbos im kein me esmal navi hamizmanim. If it wouldn't be docha Shabbos, we would know that the real zman was Friday. Meaning, if the reason you can't do it on Shabbos because it's not docha Shabbos and it gets pushed. Friday, then Friday is the Zman. Right? And similarly, we have, when it comes to Sreifas Nosar, Tosos has this comment. Also, the Kivendel Efshar, the Sorfo Biyantiv, Kava Zman of Aboka Sheni. Meaning, again, I'm not really doing any justice to these explanations, but you see the Lashonos in the Rishonim themselves, that when Chazal moves something, the day that they move it to is the date. So for the Bar Mitzvah boy to say, yeah, well, they moved it to Sunday, but it's really based on Friday, and Achinami. But when they move it to Sunday, Sunday is the day. And you find this black on white in the Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel was one of the great Litvisher poskim at the turn of the 20th century. It was Nifter, I think, in 1910. It was a Rav in Lomja, among other places. So he writes, V'od Nira, he doesn't quote any of these rayas, but he says the exact same svara. V'od Nira, V'hu Ha'ikar, Ki Tashlum in Shayach, Kishe'efsher, Sheyasu as Ha'ikar, V'lo Yitztarchu L'Hashlum. When do we call something Tashlumin? So he says, it's when you could have done it one way, but you didn't, so now you got to make it up. He says, Avo Kishachal B'Shabbos Kodesh, Harizahaya Yadua, Be'eshe Gazru Lesanos, Sheyiz Damish Yachal B'Shabbos Kodesh. Meaning, Chazal, when they set up the calendar, knew that sometimes Tisha B'Av is going to come out on Shabbos. And they said, it's sometimes going to come out on Shabbos. V'tiknu Az, Sheyizana L'machar. And therefore they said that, okay, you're not going to fast Shabbos, you're going to fast Sunday. Now, what you have to add, because of the machab, what we saw in the machaber about a nidcha, is that in achinami, they were misaking that the Iker day is going to be Sunday, but they were also misaking they were going to be more lenient since the real fast day is Tisha B'Av. So therefore, we're going to allow the Baal Bris to eat on Sunday, even though it really is the Iker day. V'im kein chad gzera, it's all one gzera. Sometimes it's Friday, sometimes it's Tisha B'Av, sometimes it's Yud B'Av. V'lo havi b'toris tashlumin. That's not called a tashlumen. And the way Rav Asher Weiss phrased it was, tashlumen is only shayach by an individual. Tashlumen, I missed something that I should have done, then I can do tashlumen. He says, you never find the term tashlumen when it comes to a tzibur. You never find the term tashlumen. This is not, we're not doing tashlumen on Friday, on Sunday for Shabbos. It's a nidche. We pushed off the day. That's different. Because v'lo dami lepesach, Disham, Esher Shiyu, Kol Yisrael Torah, Lo Yitzdar Chalas Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a makeup, not for the Jewish people, it's a makeup for you and me, or whoever didn't get a chance to actually do the Karban Pesach. One last Svara, I think we have time for it, maybe, probably, yeah, we got time for it. Okay, one last Svara, which the Avnei Nezer rejects. The Avnei Nezer is the one major posek who seems to come out Lakula that the Bar Mitzvah boy can actually not fast on that Sunday. Because he seems to hold that it is a tashlumen, but the Avnei Nezer quotes the Gemara in Tainis about when you go from a place where you're not fasting and you end up in a place where everyone is fasting. So what's the halacha? You have to fast. And even if you accidentally ate, not realizing that everybody else was fasting, you should then continue fasting, and you certainly can't eat in front of them. So he wanted to suggest that this is the same for this Bar Mitzvah boy. He became a Bar Mitzvah, and now all of a sudden he finds himself in a community, i.e. every Jewish community, where everyone is fasting. So he has no right to separate himself from the tzibur and to eat, even though technically he's not really chayv in the reason that they're fasting. So the Avnei Nezer himself rejects this. I don't really understand his rejection. His rejection is that whole Gemara is only because you're going to a place where no one knows you and they don't know your story. So when they see you eating, they're like, hey, why aren't you mitzdarif to the tzibur? They don't realize you're not really one of them, you're not really part of the gang, and therefore you're not doing anything to fly in the face of the tzibur. But if they would know you, you lived here your whole life, and they know your story, so then there's nothing wrong with eating under those circumstances. I did not understand the Gemara that way, but the Avnei Nezer says, based on that, you would not use this svara to prevent the Bar Mitzvah boy from eating, that he has to be mishtatif to the tzibur. L'chora, I would think that you do have to use this svara to say that the Bar Mitzvah boy can't eat, and he has to be mishtatif to the tzibur. Okay, there's a lot more to say. Bezra Shem will speak more. Mm-hmm. Have a good night.